a two-word meaning. Bhavita, there will be. Vishrutaha, very famous. Putraha, son. Anavamaha, not inferior. Brahmana, to Lord Brahma. Gunai, by qualifications. Yaha, who? Etam, all this. Atma viryena, by his progeny. Trilokim, the three worlds. Purayishyati, will fill. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe. And the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Please repeat. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe. And the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Purport. As explained in the next verse, the Prachetas will marry the daughter of the great sage Kandu. It is suggested that the son's name will be Vishruta and that he will glorify both his father and mother because of his good character. In fact, he would be greater than Lord Brahma. The great politician Chanakya said that if there is a good tree within a garden or forest, its flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. Similarly, a good son within a family makes the whole family famous all over the world. Krishna took birth in the family of the Yadus, and consequently, the Yadu dynasty is famous all over the world. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vangcha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Krishna Namaha. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhavita Vishruta Putro, Anavamo Brahmano Gunai, Yaetam Atma Viryena, Trilokim Purayishyati. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe. And the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, the description of Putra is given. The Putra of the Prachetas. Who will become the Putra of Prachetas? Vishruta. So, if you look further in the next verses, you will see that it's mentioned that Daksha will be the putra, the son. So the word putra has a great meaning. Putra. Pu. Pu means hell. Tra. Tra means liberate. Just like mantra. Mantra. Man, mind. Tra. To liberate the mind. No? To free, to clear the mind, to make the mind clean of all impurities. The mantra. Mantra. So putra, pu. Pu, hell, tra. The one who will liberate their parents. Such a person can be called putra. Putra. By his actions, his good deeds, his activities. He will have the capability of liberating his parents, his forefathers also, like Lord Narsingadev told Prahlad Maharaj. When Lord Narsingadev was asking from Prahlad Maharaj that, what boon do you prefer? What kind of benediction you want? Being pleased by your action, being sincere always under all the circumstances. He said, actually I don't want any boon. But Lord Narsingadev insist. He said, liberate my father. Give him freedom, my father, from this world. Then he said, okay, your seven generation previously and your next seven generation will be liberated. Bali Maharaj also come in the descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. The son of Prahlad Maharaj is Maharaj Virochan, and the son of Maharaj Virochan is Bali Maharaj. So you see, it's a fact, like, although Bali Maharaj commit an offense to the demigods by taking the heavenly kingdoms, but yet, by the mercy of the Lord, when Lord Vamanadev come, very soon the appearance of Lord Vamanadev will be coming after Janmashtami. So Lord Vamanadev bless him by taking away all his material possession. Take all the three words from him, make him a pauper, become poor. And then give him mercy. Finally he became the inhabitants, the in charge of Sutala Lok, which is even better than the heavenly kingdom. It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is how the mercy of the Lord works. So because he promised Prahlad Maharaj that I will liberate your descendant, the Lord's promise never goes false. The promise is always there. Only Krishna breaks promise. You know where? Krishna breaks his promise, he take the wheel and ran off the Bhishma. He said that he would not fight. But he broke his promise because it was the desire of his pure devotee, Bhishma Pitamai. No? So, putra means the one who can liberate his parents by his activities. What kind of activities? You see, there are putra and there is mutra as well. Mutra. Mutra and putra both come from the same place. You know? Right? But if a son is not a putra, then he is no better than mutra. Srila Prabhupada said that. So putra means like you, real putras, engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. This is the meaning of putra. By his actions, his good deed. You know? So, in the Garuda Puran is mentioned about the characteristics of a putra, the qualities of a putra. It is said, a family is illuminated by a single good son who is endowed with learning, intelligence and courage like the sky in the moon. Like the sky by the moon, sorry. And further he said in the Garuda Puran, one good son is preferable to 100 sons devoid of good character. Devoid of good character. Good character. Achar, acharan. Achar. Setting example by his personal quality. This is a quality of a putra, a real son, who follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures and abide by the rules of the scriptures. Not by doing other activities except what is mentioned here. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, Krishna gave 20 qualities that a perfect person must possess. There are so many different 20 qualities is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, like acceptance of a spiritual master, tolerance, forbearance, things like this. I'm just mentioning a few. And he said, apart from this, everything is ignorance. Everything is ignorance. So that is knowledge, the object of knowledge, one may say. That is one's behavior is exemplary. So, when by one personal example, he become a he is a good putra. So how to develop these qualities? Sometimes we see that even though we have joined the ISKCON movement, but yet we have not, but still we have not yet developed all these qualities. That is, we are working on it. Actually, in this world, there are two kinds of people, you know. One who work out on how to develop good qualities, and the other one, he don't care about developing good qualities. He doesn't worry about this, whether I should develop some good qualities or not. He don't care about this. He just live life according, you know, according to his own whims, according to his own mind. Whatever his mind tell him, he just do it. You know? So all this has happened, like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, that due to the association with the material nature, the gunas has bind the soul. Although the jivatma, the jiva, is spiritual by nature, but it gets binds by these gunas. The gunas, you may say, is like ropes which bind the jivas to this world. In fact, the jiva is pure by nature. The jivatma is pure by nature. But when he identifies himself with the body by the influence of the gunas, then he develops all the qualities which is undesirable, not desirable qualities, which is even bad for himself also, for him only. So by associating with these gunas, some jivas, out of ignorance, they try, there are three things which is very important, which the devotee also has and also the non-devotees has. Like, there are three words I will mention, like having, doing and to be. Having, doing and to be. Having, to have, to possess something. Doing means action. And to be means to become someone. Having, doing and being. Three things. Having, but the way one develops his having, his doing and his being are different compared, I mean, if we compare the sadhus and the non-sadhus, that is, the way they take it is different. Like, for example, a non-sadhu, he will first of all think of having. That I must have this. Like, for example, his parents, you see, all this come, you know, from the parents. Parents, or sometimes, it depends. You know, it depends upon the samskaras the parents, you know, give to the son. Right? And also by friends in schools, colleges, by our social circle. It depends upon the kind of association we are taking, you know. So, having means I should have something for me to do something, and in this way I will be someone. Understand? I must have something. Like, for example, our parents say, of course, it should not be discarded, it's a fact. Our parents say, you should go to school, study very nicely, got a certificate, a degree, diploma, and this and that. And in this way, you will be able to do great things in your life. You will be able to do great things by having a diploma, a certificate, or anything, you know. Not certificate, I would say degree, which is even higher than diploma. They would, you know, try to do all their efforts so that, you know, the kid can bring that, you know, diploma or degree, something like that. And finally, by getting, that is, he said that by getting, you know, this diploma degree, which is, then you will be able, this is having, then you will be able to do great things. Like getting a big job, a great job, becoming Bill Gates, becoming John Kennedy, becoming Marilyn Monroe of America. You will be recognized in the whole world. People will know you. You will be very celebrated. Your name will be on the skyscraper. Wherever you go, people will see your name on the newspaper. Right? You will be very famous. Yes? People will know you. But then at the end of the day, you will die. You will leave everything here. And so many people will be envious of you. This you will not see. So many people, like for example, the model who do modeling. There are so many other girls who is always envious of them. Thinking, oh, he's like this. Why he got the first prize? People will try to kill you. You will not be able to sleep properly. The journalist will be always after you. You know the paparazzi of America? I don't know how to say this in English. Paparazzi. Nitai Hari Prabhu? How we say paparazzi in English? Paparazzi is a French word. I'm sorry. The journalist will run after you. Like they have killed Lady D. You know? The journalist was always after her. Due to the disturbance of the journalist, she got killed, you know, in a car accident. You know, it happened, I think, in the year... I forget. Anyway. Right? So this is famous. For them, this is a real fame. So, you see, how this works. Just like, you know, some people, they go to school, they study so much, they do so many effort to get a position so that they can be recognized in society. But once they reach the position of being recognized in the society, what they do? They put a big chashma like this, you know, black. And while they are walking on the street, people, you know, will raise their hand with them. They say as if they have not seen him, you know. So they have been doing all this to be recognized, but now they don't want to be recognized by people. You see? They did all this to be recognized, but finally now they don't want to be recognized. So for people nowadays in our external society, people think that this is real success. But is this real success? Is this real success? It's not success. It's not real success. So many trouble. At night you cannot sleep. The brahmacharis can sleep very nicely at night, snoring. You know, can have nice sleep. They can sleep anywhere. They can sleep even on a mat, even here, there, anywhere they can sleep. When I was in Pandharpur, we got the opportunity to sleep, you know, on the soil, bare soil. Not even mat. Because they took all the mat, so there was no mat. I just put, you know, something and then take nice sleep. And in the morning you wake up with a fresh air. Wow. You see? But these people, they cannot sleep. They will have to take pills to sleep at night. You know? Take pills in order to get to sleep. So this is... Because why? They have been working on having first. Then they do something. Finally they become someone. Someone who is being envious by others. Having and doing and being. But the sadhus are different. The sadhus, they just turn the phrase upside down. Instead of having, doing and being, first is being, then doing, then having. First they try to become something, someone. How? By developing the good qualities. I must become like this. I must become tolerant. I must become humble. I must accept a spiritual master. I must abide by the rules of the spiritual master. I must respect the sadhus. I must respect my elders. I must give protection to the juniors. I must make friends with my equals. So this is the work, the action of a sadhus. He will do everything simply to develop this. Even though if I will have to clean the toilet, I will have to clean this, I will have to, you know, do menial service, no problem. But the real problem is that I should develop these qualities. In fact, this is a real problem, that when one don't have these qualities in himself. In fact, it is a problem. You get disturbed by these bad qualities. In fact, it is a disturbance. But outside people cannot see this. They don't have the eyes to see this. But the spiritual master gives the eyes to the disciple to see how these things are disturbing you. Om Agyana Timirandhasya. He opened the eyes with the torch light of knowledge. Makes one see how these bad qualities are disturbing, is a cause of disturbance for me. It's disturbing my mind, I cannot get peace. So the sadhus, he work, you know, how to develop the good qualities. So first he work on to become. Understand? To be. That I must be tolerant, humble, this and that and that. He work on that. Samo dhammah tapah shocham. So he work. Yeah, like Prabhuji is saying. So he work on these qualities. How to develop samaha, dhammaha, tapaha, shocham. In the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned. Brahminical quality, Prabhupada said. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the purpose of establishing ISKCON is to make the jivatma to develop. Because by developing these qualities, you will be happy. It is then that one can be happy. When he is free, of, when he got some good qualities, then all the doors will be open for him. He can go anywhere. And he will be happy. He will be satisfied within. He will not have any trouble. Even others will cause trouble for him, but he himself, he will not be in trouble. No. He will not be in trouble because he is satisfied within. Like Krishna said, he will live happily in the city of Nine Gate. One who has been able to curb his senses, his mind. He will live happily in the city of Nine Gate. Although he is residing in that city, but he will be happy. So he work on that, the devotees. We all work on that. I am also working on that. We are all working on that, how to develop these qualities. So by developing these qualities, after developing these qualities, then he will do. What he will do? What is he going to do? Preaching. Preaching Krishna consciousness. Serving the devotees, serving the Vaishnavas, serving others, serving the senior devotees, serving the friends, equals, and also serving the junior devotees, giving affection. It's a kind of service to the junior devotees by giving affection, making friends with the equal, like said by Srila Rupa Goswami, and respecting the senior Vaishnavas, and also respecting outside people. It's not that we respect only the devotees, but showing respect to others as well, like Srila Prabhupada. Recently we were reading, somebody was saying that Srila Prabhupada would even wash the plate of the people who would come and eat. He don't care. Washing the plate, it's not a problem. So it's a kind of, you know, humility Srila Prabhupada is showing by his personal example. So he will set up the example. He will serve. Because who are we finally? We know that we are Jivatma, no? But Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. That we are all his eternal servant. So being a servant of Krishna means to recognize that everything belongs to Krishna, is Krishna's energy. Antaranga Shakti, Tatashta Shakti, and Bahiranga Shakti. The internal, marginal, and external energy. So wherever he sees only the energies of the Lord. And how to engage, how to serve them by, how to serve these energies of the Lord. How to engage these energies in the service of Krishna. His body also is part of the, our body also is the Bahiranga Shakti. And we are the Tatashta Shakti and Antaranga Shakti, like Shri Radhe, Mother Yashoda, all these. You know, so this is doing. This is a doing of a Vaishnava. His doing is different compared to the doing of a non-Vaishnava, of a non-sadhu. And finally, he will have something. What he will have? So, of course, he will have material facilities as well. It's not that he's not going to have. But although he will get these material facilities, he will have control over what he has got. You see, outside people, because they have been focusing on having, that's why they're having, they become the slaves of their having. Just like, you know, you build a beautiful house, finally you become a slave. You marry a nice girl, you become the slaves of that girl. You serve her, you become her servant. So finally, which means that you have been doing all this to get someone, and finally you are serving this person. Is this success? Is this success? Serving the person, serving the person whom you have been working for. But here, the sadhus, they by having, by getting, you know, all the facilities, all the material facilities, but they have control over these facilities. It's not that they will get entangled by using these facilities. No. Because he got it after developing his inner qualities. Just like Bhishma Pitamai. One perfect example. Bhishma Pitamai, although he was living in a big palace, but yet he was completely, totally renounced from the palace. And he is known as a brahmachari. Have you ever seen a brahmachari staying in big palace? Generally, brahmachari stay in the brahmachari ashram. Yeah. Hare Krishna. But Bhishma Pitamai, although a brahmachari, a naishtiki brahmachari, but he was staying in palace. Why? Although he did not get attached to that palace. One perfect example is, you know, he was lying on the bed of arrows. Maybe at that moment he would say, oh, I am missing my nice bed. He could have said that. Oh, you know, I am missing my palace. But no. When Krishna come, he did not even care for his body. He did not even say that, you know, I'm suffering. My body is, you know, having some pain here and there. You see, It's a very difficult situation, difficult position, you know, to sleep on a bed of arrows. Just imagine, even one is small, you know, pinch us here, we feel the pain. But he was, you know, lying on the bed of arrows. But yet, he was glorifying Krishna. He was glorifying the gopis. He opens his eyes and he was looking at Krishna like this, glorifying Krishna, the Supreme Person. The example. Because he has control over his having, what he has got. He has not become entangled. So a devotee works like this. That is, first of all, he develops his inner qualities by being. Then he will do something. Then finally he will get something. And over and above of this, he will get something else more than the non-devotee. Krishna prema. Liberation. If one deserves liberation, he will get Krishna prema. So which is better? And also success he will get. He will be famous as well, like here it is mentioned. You will be famous. Your son will be famous. He will spread your fame everywhere, like here in this verse is mentioned. Daksha offend Lord Shiva. Daksha offend Lord Shiva. Then he got killed by Virabhadra. His head chopped off. But now the same Daksha, after he begged for forgiveness to Lord Shiva, he regained his position again. That is, to populate the universe. Actually, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that Daksha, he populated the universe in the Chakshushamanu, after taking birth here as a son of the Prachetas. The Chakshushamanu, which is the Manvantar, the previous Manvantar. Actually, we are in the Vaivasvata Manvantar. So he populated. So he got the credit finally. The things which, like he was a son of Brahma before, but yet he could not fulfill the purpose of his coming here due to his offense to Lord Shiva. But now, by the blessing of Lord Shiva, his son has been his father has been instructed, the Prachetas, by Lord Shiva, to how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he is going to take birth in that house. So this is a very good example that if one, like Daksha, he commit a mistake, but he realized that he commit a mistake and then beg for forgiveness, then it's no more a mistake. It's not a mistake then. Very important, Prabhuji. So, I end here. Please bless me that whatever I have said today, that I get your blessing and mercy, you, Senior Vaishnavas, that I can develop these qualities within myself so that I will be able to serve all the Vaishnavas and the whole of humanity everywhere. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your kind attention and hearing this lecture. I would like to thank Asim Krishna Prabhu for giving me the opportunity to speak a little bit, although I'm not qualified on the Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Srimad Bhagavatam are meant for the Amahatma, Atmaram, those who have self-realized. But I am still attached to it. So I pray to all of you that I can develop some good qualities within myself and in this way to serve all the Vaishnavas better. Thank you very much for your attention. If you have any questions or any comments, please ask. I will try to answer the question or any comment. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment? Asim Krishna Prabhu. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत गीता की जय. गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्णा.